This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Funds versus Direct Oz Investment, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Investors can access Opportunity Zones two ways, through a sponsor-managed qualified opportunity fund, a professionally managed fund you invest in, or by self-directing, forming your own COF and undertaking your own Oz project. The choice involves classic trade-offs. A managed fund offers convenience, professional management, diversification, and a lighter compliance burden, but with fees and less control. Self-directing offers control and potentially lower fees, but demands expertise, effort, and full responsibility for compliance. Which fits depends on your experience, resources, and goals. This guide compares Opportunity Zone Funds versus Direct Oz Investment, the key differences, diversification and professional management, fees and control trade-offs, the compliance burden by route, and which fits your experience level. Note that Oz rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. The fundamental difference is who manages the Oz investment. A managed COF, fund route, is a sponsor-organized, professionally managed fund. You invest your gain in the fund, and the sponsor sources, develops, and manages the Oz projects. You're a passive investor. So the fund route is passive and professionally managed. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.